Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mo Egger, ESPN Cincinnati. Guy knows the Cincinnati sports marketplace like the back of his hand. He is a Bengals expert. He is in the trenches with the other Bengals media and is all over this Patriots story. Mo, when did you find out? Did you have an inkling that the Patriots were up to their old cheating ways before any of us did?
No. I mean, this, for a lot of us, came from left field. We're on the air at 3 o'clock every day.
Okay.
Zach Taylor has a press conference that we carry live on the air at 10 till 3. So it feeds right into us on Mondays. And at the very end of his press conference, the team's color guy, Dave Lapham, who's, you know, been in that capacity for, I don't know, 32, 33 years, he makes an allusion to the Patriots filming something at the game the day before. Zach sort of blew it off, said, can't really say anything. I wasn't there at the press conference, but I talked to a number of people who were, you know, this is at the end of 15 minutes of him talking about the game the day before, Andy Dalton, you know, all that stuff that a coach is normally talking about. And at the very end of it, the team's color guy hits him with, and there's no one more plugged into the Cincinnati Bengals than Dave Lapham, the team's radio color guy, hits him with this, yeah, there was a Patriot staffer that a Bengals staffer saw at the game, videotaping, you know, what are your thoughts? Zach Taylor kind of gives the no comment. The press conference ends, and, you know, nobody followed up with anything because no one knew what to follow up with. So this came from nowhere. And then, you know, here we are about 48 hours later. And
Mo, do you think the question was planted by the Bengals?
I'm sorry?
Do you think the question was planted by the Bengals?
I got to be completely honest with you. I don't think the Cincinnati Bengals themselves are smart enough to do that. I mean, in all seriousness, I don't think they are. I don't think they're smart enough to do something like that. I think this was legitimately Dave Lapham heard about something that happened in the press box, and wanted to ask a question about it and see if it ignited some sort of conversation. I don't know that this was something that was done on behalf of anybody in ownership, anybody in the front office, anybody on the coaching staff. I just, number one, I don't think Dave Lapham works that way. Number two, I don't think the Bengals are that clever. I do think it's interesting. They have a show, a three-hour radio show that airs on Monday nights. It's produced by the team. It's done at Paul Brown Stadium. It airs on one of our stations from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And so I normally listen to a chunk of it on my ride home. I listened to nearly the entire thing with great interest because I wanted to know if this kind of thing was brought up, if anybody would expand upon it, and it never came up on the air. I thought that was interesting. Now, I don't know if that's the Bengals getting a gag order from the NFL. I don't know. But I thought it was interesting that on their show, with one of their announcers, the same guy who brought it up during a press conference, I thought it was interesting that it wasn't brought up at all over a three-hour radio program.
Mo, one thing I'm very interested in is this story that the Bengals personnel who confronted this Patriots, or I guess this Robert Kraft Productions staffer, videotaped the confrontation and that he is reported to have said, and I'm paraphrasing here, why don't we just delete the video and all forget that this happened? Can you speak to the veracity of that?
I've heard that. I can't confirm that. I wasn't there in Cleveland. I wasn't there in the press conference. I've talked with the person who writes for The Athletic who broke the story that involved a Bengals employee seeing what was on the video. I've heard that was the confrontation, that it was, hey, delete it and we're good here, and that didn't happen. But I couldn't tell you definitively that that's exactly what went down.
Mo, do the Bengals think that the Patriots were recreating Spygate? Is the sense you get from talking to people that they really felt in Cleveland like they were being spied on all over again, and that there's the details or the elements or the ingredients here of another videotaping scandal? Do the Bengals really feel that way?
I don't know that I could speak for everybody throughout the organization. But, you know, first of all, if you're a Bengals staffer and you normally have a seat in the press box and you see somebody with a video camera who doesn't have, you know, an NFL jacket on or doesn't have an NFL logoed shirt on, they're not with CBS, and you see somebody who's pointing a camera on the field and you get the sense they're pointing it specifically at the sideline, and then you find out the person's connected to the New England Patriots and you play them the following week, I could see how you can connect some dots and go, you know, there's something suspicious about this. Now, and I'll be honest with you, the owner of the team, Mike Brown, never speaks on the record except for one time a year. He ain't going to talk about this. I'm sure, frankly, the NFL right now doesn't want him to talk about this. But yeah, I would be willing to bet that if you went inside the front office of Paul Brown Stadium, that you would have folks that would tell you, yeah, we were being spied upon. It begs two questions. The first one is obvious: do you have to spy on the Cincinnati Bengals? Number two is also quite obvious: how long has this been going on? And if it has been going on, and you're the team that got narked for Spygate 12 years ago, how arrogant, how stupid, how desperate can you be? And then obviously, what does Roger Goodell do? But yeah, I'm sure the Bengals at least suspect that someone was spying on them. You know, again, I think we'll get a clearer view of more specifically what was on the videotape, and who was instructing whoever the person was in Cleveland, you know, what the specific instructions were for what they were supposed to videotape. Was this someone acting on their own? What was Belichick's involvement? What was Kraft's involvement? But yeah, I mean, this doesn't get out, and we aren't dealing with this on, you know, in the middle of the week if there isn't some level of suspicion on behalf of the Cincinnati Bengals that their next opponent was spying on them in person. Well, and you add to it, by the way, the fact that they got the Patriots or Kraft Productions, they got permission to videotape. It wasn't like they snuck in. But to me, standard protocol would be you get a credential from the Browns, but you also let the Bengals know, hey, here's right. What we're doing. They didn't take that step. It adds a layer of suspicion.
Mo Egger, Bengals expert from ESPN in Cincinnati. He's our Bengals expert on this show. He's, frankly, should be everybody's Bengals expert. the owners' meetings are going on right now. Do you suspect what you know about Mike Brown? Would he raise a stink about this in front of the other 31 owners? Do you think he would go to a central meeting point like this and try to get the Jimmy Haslams and Rooneys and Maras and Khans out there on his side and try to push back on Robert Kraft and the Patriots?
Because this involves something that compromises the integrity of a competition, at least in their mind, yes. You know, Mike Brown is not a public grandstander. He's not someone who's, you know, if you cover the owners' meetings, he's not someone that's going to meet the microphones and cameras every single day. He's kind of, when you look at league votes, usually kind of goes rogue. He voted against the last CBA before 2011. He voted against replay time and time again. So he's a guy who's certainly different in many respects, and many of them are bad. But say what you want about him, and I've said a lot, the integrity of the games and the spirit of fair competition is something, as corny as that sounds, that is very, very important to him. And then, you know, you add to it that it's his team, which by the way, is already dealing with enough. I could certainly see him not publicly grandstanding and maybe not standing up in front of every owner, but certainly working with the more influential ones and certainly working with the bigger power brokers among the owners to ensure that if the New England Patriots were indeed cheating and spying on the Bengals, that there's some sort of punishment that is certainly more harsh than the one that was handed down a dozen or so years ago.
Mo, what kind of a relationship does Mike Brown have with those power brokers? How much sway does he carry? Is he somebody that if he's lobbying them to try to get the NFL to crack down, his words are going to be heard and not fall on deaf ears? What's that dynamic like?
You know, I mean, this is, I mean, you guys know in Pittsburgh, this is obviously not a franchise that's had a ton of success, but this is a family-owned operation that goes back generations. So this isn't, you know, this isn't somebody who's flown into the league and come in and they take over a bunch of committees and they're new money. I mean, Mike Brown has been involved in the National Football League for his entire life. So I think when it comes to league matters, he does have a lot of respect. Now, again, he's not one of these guys that you're going to see steering things like, you know, replay or the next TV deal. He's not going to be, you know, a hardline negotiator on behalf of the other owners when it comes to the collective bargaining agreement. But, you know, he's somebody that I gather, and I've not talked to other owners about this, but I gather has been doing this long enough and speaks infrequently enough that when he does, you have to pay attention because he is a man that puts a lot of thought behind his words, that if he does go into a room and bring up an agenda item, you're going to listen. I think say what you want about him and the quality of his franchise. First of all, I think he's earned that respect, and I think he gets that respect from a lot of owners. And, you know, look, we're not talking about the Miami Dolphins doing this. We're not talking about the Houston Texans or the Indianapolis Colts. We're talking about the New England Patriots. I'm sure he's not going to have to twist that many arms in that room of other owners to get something done to the New England Patriots. So I don't know that he has to do much of a sell job. I think he'll get the ear of owners, and I think all he has to do is say, hey, we have a chance to stick it to Robert Kraft. I would imagine there's going to be a lot of people who will line up behind him for that effort.
Mo Egger speaking truth on the cheating Patriots from the place where the whistle was initially blown, yet again, Cincinnati, Ohio. Mo, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
This landed right in my lap. I'm so bored with this season that it's given me something different to talk about. So I'm personally very, very grateful for this.
There you have it. Mo Egger from Cincy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.